Here we go. Friday. You know the rules for Friday. Friday is this. We try to, need to, have to get to 555 as quickly as possible. No nonsense. No uneasy moments. No ridiculousness. I don't need your guff. You don't need my guff. Let's just get to the weekend. Everybody's working for the weekend. You know how that works. So 866-391-1020 is the number. 866-391-1020. Listen for that drive at 5. Stories driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Big guest coming up at 4 o'clock. You're not going to want to miss this. Matt Berkey. He's from Leechburg originally. Went to Gannon University. Is it a university? Yeah, I think it is. Gannon. So Matt went to Gannon. What is he? He's a professional poker player. He's made over $4 million, almost $5 million in his career playing poker. He also has a podcast and is always on a podcast called Only Friends Podcast. Well, in 2023, guess what he said on that podcast? That he was part of a game where he went and checked it out and he saw Chauncey Billups was cheating and the whole game was a ruse. He said that 2 years ago. And the clips are now making the national rounds. He's going to join the show coming up at 4 o'clock and let me know what he knows, because he was way ahead of this on the record. It's fascinating stuff. Again, let's talk. 866-391-1020, NASCO Roofing Instant Access. All our shows, just a click away. Email us, instantaccesskdkradio.com. There's one thing I'm on the fence about today. There's so many stories out there. But there is one thing that I am on the fence about. One thing where I say, all right, I think I'm okay with this. But you know those things where you say, you better be right. I think I'm all right with it, but you better be right. Oh, let me hit the button. Can you turn my, Trevin, can you please turn the news boss on? That'd be all right. Trevin's in today for Margo. All right. Well, apparently it's not playing. So there's that. Maybe we'll get to it later. You know what I need to be right about? What has to work? What I have to? This is not good. Yeah. What has to be right is this. The boats that we are bombing, okay? And the drug boats that we're bombing. We got to be right that these people are 100% guilty. This is what has to happen.
At least 46 people have been killed in the U.S. strikes.
Let me start this over. What a start to the show. Let's hit it again. One more time. We must be right about this. What a Friday.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth posted on X the latest strike was on a boat operated by the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua in international waters in the Caribbean Sea. Hegseth says all six male narco terrorists aboard were killed in what was the first nighttime strike. President Trump has warned the strikes on drug cartels may expand beyond boats.
So now they're coming in by land. And even the land is concerned because I told them that's going to be next. You know, the land is going to be next.
At least 46 people have been killed in the U.S. strikes. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
46 people have been killed. Okay. I think I'm okay with it. You won't find anybody who dislikes drugs and illegal drugs and pushing terrible drugs onto people more than me. That's where I am with it. So in looking at this, though, you better be right. Does anybody want a little bit more justification? Does anybody want maybe some names? Now, I trust that Donald Trump isn't doing this unilaterally. He's not flying the planes. He's not flying the bombers. He's not somebody involved in these covert missions. Nah, there's none of that. But he is the guy who is giving the commands. Now, certainly there are special forces, Navy SEALs, people who are the best of the best who are carrying out these missions, right? But I don't know if that answers the curiosity. And again, I think that if it gets to that point, he's probably right, and I'm okay with it. But 46 is a pretty decent number of dead people. It just is. And I wonder what the number gets to where curiosity grows even more from Americans. You heard last week that there was a guy who was fixing some boat. And I don't know how true this is or how true it isn't. Some guy who was fixing some boat, minding his business, and then before he knew it, he was hitting ahead with a bomb, and he's here no more. In international waters, right? Again, I don't want these people to get here, and then you need to deal with them, if they are as advertised. I'd rather the threat be eradicated with a more than a modicum of safety in international waters before they got here, as they were hell-bent in coming to America and doing, well, terrible things here. But I'm wondering about a receipt here and there. It just doesn't feel like enough. I'm going to err on the side that this is okay. This is all right. This is fine and this is dandy. But for the other side, the people who kind of are asking a lot of questions, I can understand why they're not satisfied. You know, you essentially are offing people and not necessarily explaining it all that much. You're just saying, well, they're bad people and they had drugs. You can't necessarily show proof all the time. I get that. I know that. And that's not the way that military operations work. This one, I'm pretty certain, will turn out okay. And you can't share all your secrets with the public. That's not the way that it works because, well, then they're not secrets. And then you can't operate the way that you want. But with killing this many people and making sure they're dead and not having drugs get to America, again, I'm not saying it's not worth it if it is as advertised. And I don't think that our country is doing something that it shouldn't be doing. But looking at it, I would just like to see one of those press conferences where somebody in the Department of War now, or the president, or somebody like that, it would just satisfy me a little more. One of those press conferences where they stand up there in front of a big whiteboard and they have the headshots of these people who are now dearly departed. And they say, this guy did this. This guy did that. This guy was a real bad guy. This guy was a drug kingpin. We haven't seen one of those yet. I'm not saying we won't, and I'm not saying these people were good people. I just think it would satisfy everyone. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. So much to get into right here, KDK. All right, so much to get into. 866-391-1020. As always, listen to us, 100.1 FM AM 1020 KDKA, or on that Odyssey app, that's AUDACY. You can also watch us online, KDKA's video stream. It's all presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Just go to kdkradio.com, click on Watch KDK Radio's live stream. Now you can go to our YouTube page as well. That is fantastic. Just go to YouTube, type KDK Radio, and bang, be sure to subscribe. Then that way you don't have to do it every single day. It'll find you. It's weird. I do. I get these messages every day. Do you want to go to the YouTube page right now? Some days I do. Some days I don't. It comes to my phone, but normally I watch it on the television at home. I'll grab your calls in a moment. Margo not here today. She's doing the news tomorrow, so be sure to be listening for that. She's excited as can be for that, and I'm excited for her. So be sure to check all of that out. Tonight, this Sabrina Carpenter ticket it's about the toughest ticket, or maybe the most expensive music ticket, probably since Taylor Swift was here, right? And she played two shows. She played one last night. She's going to play one tonight. It feels like a gigantic ticket. It's also one of those things where boomers think they're cool when they're like, I never heard of her. Well, maybe she's not for you. I heard that from a couple different people that are a little bit older than me. Sabrina Carpenter selling out the arena twice. I've never even heard of her. Well, then, so what? Doesn't mean she's not big. They never heard of Lawrence Welk, boomer. Just is what it is. Anyway, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. I heard she puts on a fantastic stage show. I won't be there. My wife and my daughter will be there, because it's apparently a great, great show. But good luck to everybody going. I hope you have a wonderful time. Back to these drugs and these couriers. I think, like, if you were to ask me to bet one side or the other, I think we're doing the right thing. I think we're blowing up the right people. I think that's pretty much the way that it is. But I kind of would, just to be 1,000% certain, I kind of would like to see some receipts. Bill's in Moon. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Colin. Actually, and I want to preface my comments with the fact that my late brother did have substantial substance abuse problems throughout his life. So I'll color it with that. But also, I recently was speaking with a lawyer who was both a defense lawyer and a law professor. In our back and forth, he said, even in international waters, you have to have a certain amount of due process. And I was thinking, what could achieve the same ends as blasting these guys out of the water, which might be more legally defensible? And this is a lot of ifs. If they could seize the boats and say, okay, we're dumping your cargo, now turn around and go home, and whether it's fentanyl, cocaine, so forth, those guys go back to their bosses. They took our cargo and they dumped it. Their bosses, they're probably going to kill them and get another crew. And after a while, word's going to get out, and they're going to have trouble getting crews to start running drugs our way. And that would, because we wouldn't be killing them, but their bosses would be killing them because they didn't deliver the drugs.
Right. Now, I have a very good friend. I don't know about the particulars of all of that, but I do know the particulars because he shared it with me. He's just recently retired. It's crazy how early you can retire if you get in early enough. I have a very good friend who was one of those. Do you remember those like videos that CNN would show and Fox News would show and the different networks would show, Bill, of those Coast Guard guys that would go out on like a boat and they jump on, and they were masked, and they would jump on in different waters around the world, those submarines and those little boats, and intercept drugs, and it was like a real covert operation?
Vaguely.
Yeah. Well, I have a friend who did that. He's just recently retired from the Coast Guard. He has told me absolutely positively there is a big throw of fentanyl that is coming in these international waters. And I didn't really get into, because, you know, I don't really want to get that much into it with him. But he is convinced that this is 100% the right thing and that it is stopping the drug trade. You bring up the legality of it. And the thing is, I don't know if Donald Trump thinks, even if it's just on the outside of legality, anybody's going to prosecute him internationally. But the people who have worked on these operations, and again, I have a super great friend who has done this, who has been on one of those Coast Guard cutters, gone up to people, spoken a different language, and held them at gunpoint and taken their drugs off them and arrested them. It's a crazy life. And he is absolutely convinced these are the right operations. Ryan's in North Hills. Hi, Ryan.
Hey there. Sorry, I'm a little sick today if my voice sounds bad. But frankly, I could care less about these people, any legal operations, whatever. Let me tell you what, real quick. Iran, after they got bombed, I've not heard a peep out of Iran. Nothing.
No, you're right about that. They're probably building that bunker for 3-4 months now, right?
Right. Well, okay, let them build it. Right. We'll see. We'll get blown up again. Right? So, Chicago, best behavior. L.A., best behavior. I'm not a Trumper, but you have to go in with a show of force. I could care less what the legalities are. Who cares? Blow them up. If their people don't want to go in the water anymore, tell them to go complain back to their government and stop the people that are running the drugs.
But let me stop you for a moment. Here's where it's atypical, though. And I agree with you. I agree with you 100%, except there's one thing missing. There is nobody on this earth, Ryan, and you may or may not agree with me, who has ever celebrated a victory lap more than Donald Trump. He loves victory laps. He lives for them, right? At least I think so.
So,
Wait a minute. I'm not done. Which is why it's very curious. We haven't had one of these sort of press conferences where there's a big white board, maybe four of those white boards, with these headshots of all the guys that say, like, eliminated, killed, a big red X through his name. I want to see that just for full verification.
I've not thought about it in that terms. I get it. He pulls up, like, you're right. He was outside with the wind blowing and all the tariffs, and he's getting countries that most people never even heard of, including me. I say keep blowing them up. There's nothing anybody could do about it, period. They're not going to do nothing. You show strength through pushing these people around that have gotten away with a lot of stuff for a long time. It's time to end. So that's how that – and let me say this too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how I feel about it. It's what I know works. You see it happen in the workplace all the time. People make decisions on what is concrete, or they're going to make decisions on what they know is going to move things forward. And that's how Trump works. How people, you know, they have like a intuition or a feeling. That's not what he's doing. Blow these people up. Blow them out of the water. Could care less.
I'm with you. As long as you got to make sure, one, nobody innocent gets killed. And two, they are definitely the right people. I mean, 100%. So, and I think there would be a bigger pushback if one of those two things were fractured, if it went against one of those two things. Again, I'm 99% sure everything's on the up and up. It is just a little bit odd that the man who loves victory laps more than any person who's ever walked this earth hasn't had one of those kind of crazy victory laps yet. I would think that would have probably happened by this point. Or maybe it's in the works. Who knows? Just something to think about. We're blowing people up all over the place. I hope we're blowing up the right ones. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020 on this brilliant Friday. Coming up in just a little bit, I heard a story earlier today. It was a really great one. But there was a piece of news folded into this that offered a certain timeline for the first time I've ever heard. I'll explain that in just a little bit. We got news at the bottom of the hour right here, KDK. Here we are. 866-391-1020 is that number. Hello to you. Mighty Fine Friday. By the way, time 2:37 p.m. Mm. 866-391-1020 is that number. That's 866-391-1020. 2:37 p.m. Time to enjoy free play during October at the Bocce House of Pittsburgh. Visit bocciehouse.com for more. All right, we'll get through. Friday, Mighty Fine Friday here. So let's keep it moving. I heard a very interesting report from Tamira earlier today. Where was I? I think I was driving around this morning and I heard it. And it had folded in a piece of news that I don't think had been reported before. It may have. Maybe I just missed it. I don't know. There's a chance that that happened for sure. I don't necessarily pay attention to everything. And I kind of perked up as I heard that and went, you know, this is, it's not necessarily biting off more than you can chew, but get ready for a big test. Give a listen to this. And there's one nugget in here that intrigues the heck out of me.
On Saturday, 2,500 volunteers will act as passengers, checking in at ticket counters, dropping off luggage, going through security, and even picking up their bags in the new baggage claim area. It's a stress test designed to stimulate the airport's busiest moment, a Monday morning rush after a Steelers game, to make sure every system works as planned. The new terminal includes a larger checkpoint area, expanding from 7 to 12 security lines, all in one central location, with new technology meant to move travelers through faster. The three-hour test starts at 9 a.m. and once it's complete, the Pittsburgh Business Times reports the terminal will open before Thanksgiving. Tamira Rush, News Radio KDKA.
Huh, what? It's going to open before Thanksgiving. That's the first definitive timeline I think that there has been put to this. I might be wrong, and let's say I'm wrong. I don't know, but it's the first I've heard of this. So the new airport, at least according to the Pittsburgh Business Times, which you can hear right here, some of their updates, going to open before Thanksgiving. Now, is that good or bad? This has been clanging around in my brain. I think a lot of people want the airport to open as soon as possible. Yeah, sure, fine, great. And I'm kind of there. Although, ideally the airport opening like in the middle of July would probably work best. This is the thing. With the airport opening in right before Thanksgiving, you got your leadoff hitters that you're going to face as people who hit like 50 home runs each. And what I'm saying is this. You open up and right out of the chute, you got Thanksgiving and you got Christmas. Okay? You got Thanksgiving and Christmas. Those are two gargantuan travel times. And even the time in between is pretty full, like the first couple weeks of December. I guess there's no better test than to have the biggest test right out of the chute. And you either pass or you fail. But you're thrown right into it with the airport. Now, I would have liked to have gone to this thing tomorrow. I would have. Just to check out the architecture, see how it's going to run, understand what I'm getting into the next time I have to fly. I'll figure it out for sure the first time I have to fly at the new airport because it's supposed to be easier. And I generally have my wits about me and have a good sense of direction and all that kind of stuff. And I've been to a bunch of other airports for the first time ever. So you find your way and you figure it out. I do think it's one of the neatest things that we've done as a city. But in all of this, and I had this conversation with somebody yesterday. They were talking, we were talking about the new airport and kind of when it's going to open. And I didn't know, and I just heard that today. It is going to be before Thanksgiving, they say. I was talking about, and we were talking about, how bad the current airport is. And it is. It's dingy. It's not great. The bathrooms are meh. And the gate and the terminal, all that is meh. Well, I said, it's A-okay to let it rot, to let it go to heck, to run it all the way into the ground. And the parallel is, it's that car with 200,000 miles on it. Don't put another penny into it. You're opening another one in short order. And this other one is opening, apparently, just before Thanksgiving. So grind this existing one out and wear it all the way out. And even if you make some people upset between now and the third week of November, it is what it is. Who cares? Because you are betting on this new one being great. Now, the hook is this, and I've said this a couple different times. The new one better be perfect, or else people do have a claim. People will be mad. And I think the new one, from what I've heard from the people who went to the first test run, and what you hear from the people who are involved in building it and the construction and running it and everything, that this one should go off without a hitch. Now, here's the thing at 866-391-1020. Will it bring more people to Pittsburgh? Will more people travel from Pittsburgh? I don't think there's any definitive study that says yes or no about that. It'll help with the ease of travel. But will airlines be tempted to add more flights? Will it bring more revenue? That's what it's all about, really. And I don't necessarily know if it does any of that. What it will do, though, is hopefully, if it goes as designed, make my life, make your life, make everybody's life a lot easier. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. One thing I wonder if we're still talking about today is this.
Some of the dirt from the ballroom construction is being taken to Haynes Point. That's a park overlooking the Potomac River at Washington, D.C.'s Tidal Basin. Also, according to a White House official, all the historical items from the East Wing have been preserved and stored.
We still talking about this demolition? You know, I thought about this earlier today, and I want to talk to you at 866-391-1020. So many Americans are caught up in two things right now. Some fake attachment to the East Wing and worrying about a construction project that cost you exactly $0 and 0 cents. This works for both parties. But here's the truth. It isn't about this act. It's about you hating a person. That's what it is. People who are out against this ballroom being built, they don't hate the ballroom. They don't hate the construction. They don't hate what it's about. They probably haven't even looked at the blueprints. They just hate everything Donald Trump does. And it works conversely, too. Anything that Democrats do, people who like Donald Trump hate, sight unseen. And that's exactly where we are with this. Is this still a big deal? 866-391-1020. At the top of the hour, I want to ask you about subsidizing certain facilities. And if we should be doing it. That's all coming up straight ahead, right here, KDK. Tip screen at the at the grocer, you can forget about it. Not a chance you're getting a tip at the grocer. Just, it's not happening. Anyhow, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. One place wants a state government handout to host an event. I'll bring you up to speed coming up at the top of the hour. It's an interesting thought, considering how we fund our venues in town, and we'll get into all of that. Don't miss 4 o'clock today. Matt Berkey, pro poker player. You know what he did in 2023? He went on a podcast, and there's a video out there. I've tweeted it out. And he said Chauncey Billups, named him by name, is involved in an illegal card game. It's a ruse. It's a rook. It's not real. Said that in 2023. And now, hasn't that come to fruition, huh? We'll talk to him. He's a Leechburg native, went to Gannon, and he's a very respected and big-time poker player in Vegas. He's going to call me from out there. Matt's wants to talk about the airport. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Colin. I'm a frequent flyer through there all the time. I've been through there twice this week. First and foremost, I think Christina Kotis is probably the best employee Allegheny County has ever hired. The improvements she's made in that place over the last 10 years have been phenomenal. My biggest hang-up with the new airport, it's going to be new, it's going to be shiny, it's going to be great, I'm sure I'm going to love it, is the cost. You know, we're $500 million over budget, $1.7 billion is the total that I'm hearing, and every report I read, the operational savings become less and less and less.
But it doesn't cost you anything, though, from a tax standpoint.
Well, from a tax standpoint, but as a frequent flyer, every time I buy a ticket now, I'm paying $10, $15, $20 more per ticket.
No, I can understand that, where it's folded into and baked into different things.
Right, and on top of that, this whole notion that the airlines are paying for it, I mean, they're not paying for it, Colin. I mean, let's be honest. American Airlines, if you look at them on paper, they have like $20 billion more in liabilities than they actually have in value. You know, Delta's not paying for it. It's all being passed on to the consumer. It's the flyers that are paying for it.
What was the option? Let's talk about what some of the options would have been. I will say this. The number that was quoted at the very beginning to now the number with the overruns baked on top of it is astronomical.
You're 33%. I mean, they proposed it at what, $1 billion, mm-hmm. and now we're at 1.5. I mean, that's insane. All for the latest report I read. First, it started at $80 million a year in operational savings, and now we're down to about $20 million a year in operational savings.
And here's the other part, Matt, that is, I don't want to say troublesome to me.
We're not taking a tram?
But, right. Well, even more than that, I don't necessarily think it's going to secure more airlines or more flights.
No, it's not 1,000% right. I mean, Colin, there's only so many people that live in this area, right? So there's only so many people that are taking flights, flying in and out of there all the time. It made sense when it was a hub and you had, you know, how many, 10 million more people going through there that weren't residents because they're using it as a connecting spot, right? That made a lot of sense. But to build something like that now when you have, what, 2 million people, whatever the number is in the greater area that utilize the airport, it just doesn't make a ton of sense to spend that kind of money on it.
Now, if the cargo and the freight can continue to be something, especially with these big data centers and things coming in, if that can start to make some more money, then, and that really goes through FBO and that other part of the airport's cargo part,
right.
That could maybe help with this investment, but that needs to spike astronomically, not just incrementally, Matt.
1,000%. From what I've read in some of these, a lot of that stuff, especially this stuff early on with Qatar, a lot of that stuff was subsidized. So I don't know if it was the county or whoever was subsidizing that through the airport, but a lot of those early routes that they were talking about to get them in, they had to subsidize a lot of that stuff up front in order to get those routes in. And I don't know if they've grown too much on top of that. I haven't kept up with it that much.
Where do you generally fly to? Like, where's a city? Name one city that you go to frequently.
I was just in San Francisco, been there 3 times this year.
Okay, they have that red eye that comes back and it lands just before 5 a.m. Have you flown that one back?
I have not. I'm American, so I go through Charlotte.
Charlotte.
So I was on the red eye. I was on the red eye from San Francisco to Charlotte, and then I landed in Pittsburgh. I think it was 9:20 yesterday morning.
Gotcha. How much did that flight cost 2 years ago or a year ago comparative to what it costs now?
2 years ago, I could get it for probably $450, somewhere around there. I think for this one, I paid $6-something, but you know, airlines, they use dynamic pricing. It all depends on when you book it, how far out you book it, all that stuff. I think it's hard to do an apples-to-apples comparison. I mean, hell, I had paid almost $1,000 just to fly to New Jersey here a couple of weeks ago.
No, it is. That's the thing. No airline wants you talking to the person who's sitting next to you about how much you paid for your ticket. That's never. They don't ever want you doing that because nobody pays the same amount, and it can be a very wide fluctuation. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. The overruns are ridiculous. The money needs to be recouped, but I'm going to give them a year to see if they make any hay in that realm. I am. Top of the hour. Speaking about money, should we, as taxpayers, subsidize getting people to come here? I'm going to explain in just a little bit. First, red tag sale going on right now at Clayton Homes. Get ready because the red tag sale is officially here, and it is the best time of the year to buy your dream home. Visit your local Clayton Homes to find out which homes are part of the sale and lock in your savings. Do that today. Do not wait. These homes are priced to move. When they're gone, they're gone. No two ways about that. Lower energy bills, better indoor comfort. Oh, yes. Absolutely at Clayton Homes. So, listen, the deal isn't going to last long. Make sure you get there and get there now. Don't wait. Like I said, now is the time to act. Terms and conditions for the Red Tag Sales event at theredtagsale.com. Available only at participating Clayton Homes family of brands. Retailers through 12/31. Amount of savings may be limited. Ask for details. May not be available with certain financing. Lender restrictions do apply. The Red Tag Sale going on right now at Clayton Homes locations and online. Theredtagsale.com. News top of the hour, KDK.